The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
So I think we've just enough time to say good morning to Jean. Good morning, Jean.
Hello, how are you doing? I'm out walking here in lovely Glasslough.
Ah, beautiful. Lucky you, taking in the air. Tell me this and little else. Why did Ireland mean that you existed as a human being?
Well, my mom, obviously, well, back then, there was no plenty more fish in the sea, and she wrote to lots of people all over the world. But she got a letter from my dad, he's a Geordie from Cramlington, and she knew, she said, within writing a couple of letters, she's a fabulous writer, that my dad was the one, and he came over in the November, and they were married, I think, shortly in January. And
from a small lad
arrived
in the back of the Ireland Zone.
Yes, yeah, and she's still, you know, she's 94, she has dementia. My sister still sends it, and we always kid her that she's perhaps looking for the next one. My wonderful dad, though, it was a nice tribute today when I thought of it to my dad, because he missed all the good things. He died at 61.
Oh,
a wonderful father. So it was a little tribute when I wrote it today, too, just thinking of him while Dolly Parton was playing.
Oh, it's amazing how a song can bring you somewhere, or indeed the mention of a magazine.
Oh, I was there, yeah. Mm. Yeah, but the magazine, every time we see it, we laugh, you know.
So how did your dad die?
Oh, he had a heart attack when he was 61. He was a wonderful man. The other thing he had was a fabulous voice, which we never appreciated as kids. We were mortified by. But he was a trained voice, beautiful, beautiful baritone voice.
What would he have sung around the kitchen?
Oh, well, you know, he used to sing How Great Thou Art, which was nowadays
gorgeous.
We would love to hear, and all those kind of real belters.
Yeah, they are belters.
Yeah, they were. But, you know, he was a lovely, lovely man. Geordie accent, never lost it. All my friends thought he was German, couldn't understand him. But, he was, you know, he never lost the accent. And he turned into an Irish man eventually because he had a nice face. He started liking potatoes and all those things. But, he was a lovely man.
What's your mum's name?
Bridget Burke, and she's in Lachine with all those massively wonderful people up in Lachine. They're carers. She's in there since she was 90. She has dementia.
Okay.
We tried to keep her as long as we could, but, you know, she's a great woman. She's dying since I was sick. She was total hypochondriac, but there you go.
She's dying since you were six. Oh, you're so funny.
She wasn't going to make my communion. She wasn't going to make confirmation.
Oh, my God.
She wasn't going to make... I waited until 35 to get married, and I had a baby at 48, so she had a grandchild.
Oh, Lord. You had your first child at 48, did you?
No, my first girl was adopted. She's a beautiful girl from Vietnam, my oldest girl. She's 13.
What's her name?
48, she's Leah, and we had Melissa then. When I was 48, and so Granny got a new grandchild at 89.
And Granny is now how old? Granny was dying since you were six.
Oh, she's 94.
Of course she is.
94, hey, and she's surviving COVID and everything.
I'm giving you a massive hamper of skin ingredients from Jennifer Rocks, an Irish award-winning skin tutor for your skin. There's cleansers and protein totes, and there's all sorts of.
It's
after your walk and serums and all the things that apparently are all the big deal. It's an Irish brand. It's worth €520. It's coming your way. Happy Christmas.
My goodness. Well, I might send that up to Lachine because they are so amazing up there.
What a nice thing to do. Pass it on.
They probably need it. Listen, thank you so much anyway.
Bye, Jean.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.